Okay, it's Bangla City on the weekend. Top of the table clash this weekend. A win will see overtake Bangla in the league. Have you got any special preparations for this game?
I think we're prepared. We've prepared every game this season with great detail and making sure that the boys understand the messages that need to be said and done and carry out on the Saturday. So there's no different prep this week as to how we treat any other game.
And Gary Taylor-Fletcher has come into the Bangla side. What are your thoughts on his short journey so far? And have you noticed any chances in the Bangla City side since his arrival?
You know, Gary's a fantastic football player. He may have dropped down the levels, but he still has the ability to change games. And we've seen that over the course of the last few months in the games that we've played against him. You know, if you were to go and absolutely put a plan in place to play against Gary, then and mark him out of the game, then you'd come through in your own kind of strategic aim. So we'll put things in place and be mindful of Gary and make sure that when he is on the ball, we've got players close around him to stop him to be effective and affecting the game.
Well, where are Bangla most dangerous from, and what strengths does Cardiff set have to nullify those threats?
I think Bangla, you know, they're sitting at the top of the leagues. They've got many strengths. They're scoring lots of goals, so we've got to be mindful of their forward play. But likewise, they've got a good goalkeeper and a back four as well. I'm a big fan of their two midfielders in Gossett and Damien Allen. So they're a good side, and they're showing that at the moment. So we've just got to make sure that we go about our job as best we can. Things in place as we always do, and then go to Bangor and be positive in making sure that we get the result that we want.
And what would you be happy with this weekend?
Of course, we'd be happy with 3 points, but most importantly, would be a clean sheet. Clean sheet then gives you an opportunity to win the game. Performances do matter, but it's how you set out for that performance to be, whether it's defensively minded and sit behind the ball and counter attack, or you're free flowing and scoring goals that way. So we'll have a plan in place, and we'll be very happy come 5 o'clock if that plan's executed the way we want it to be.
Well, thank you, Christian.
Cheers, thank you very much. Thank you.